Hello guys, welcome back to ROK Podcast, a podcast where we use our voices and hopefully inspire you to use yours too. In today's episode, we are joined by this super talented individual. He sings, he acts, he is also a songwriter, and he's also my very good friend. He also an activist. Welcome Glenn Yong all the way from Singapore.
Hi guys, I'm Glenn Yong from Singapore, and I'm very sad because I treat Alvin as my brother, but he just called me his good friend.
That's how I defend myself.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, so my fault.
Yo, but yo, thanks for having me on this, man.
Of course, we have been trying to get you on our podcast since the first season. But then you're also very busy flying here and there, working. And also, I think also in between got your personal trip, I feel.
What do you mean?
Because we both went on one, right?
Oh yeah, I went on.
You forgot already?
Went to Bali.
You say I'm your brother, but you forgot already.
Of course I remember, bro. You? I took all the swimming shots for you, man. See the thirst trap photos, right? On his Instagram. His brother take one, okay. All the one flip hair, all.
You bring all the shots for me.
I mean like the one that you had the swimming pool showing.
Your bare
chest one.
Bare chest.
Yeah. Cause I was thinking where like, wow, this one sure do well on Instagram.
Oh, you say bare chest. I thought you said I have a bare body.
Huh? Bare body? What
like
do you mean?
B-A-R, bare.
Oh no. Like feet.
Okay. Yeah. So as just to explain ourselves, right? So this is how we talk. We like very casually talk to each other, which is like very nice lah. Cause not many people in the industry we can talk like that. Mm. So Glenn is one of the person where I feel like I click instantly. Do you want to talk about how we met?
How we met?
Yeah.
So like we have a mutual friend. Her name is Rachel. So when I first came to Malaysia to do my movie promo, she met up with me, and then she was telling me, hey, I need to introduce you to like some people in Malaysia. And then I was telling her like I only want to meet nice people. I only want to meet nice and genuine people because, I mean, you know, being in this industry, there's a lot of fake ass people, right? Yeah. So like, I told her like, don't waste time, like, don't introduce me to like people that, you know, just want to like hala here and there, but they don't give a shit about you. So she said like one of the more genuine people in the industry that she wants to introduce is you.
Oh.
So she showed me your photo, your stuff, and then she said, oh, this guy's like the oppa of Malaysia.
Not oppa, it's old already.
Ajushi, baby. Just kidding.
She called me Ajushi?
No, I call you Ajushi. Oh, okay, yeah, she said you're oppa. So I'm like, okay. Then she's like, you really gotta meet this guy and all. Then I'm like, okay. Hopefully, I'll get a chance to meet him one day. Mm-hmm. Then that was like January or something last year.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But we only met each other during...
End of last year.
September, I mean, right?
September.
Yeah, it was end of last year. So yeah, it was 9 months after I first heard about you that I finally met you. So we met at an event, and then he was dancing at the dance floor. So he always says he's an introvert, right? But that day he was totally not introvert. You're wearing this black singlet, remember?
No, because my outerwear is too hot. It's like too thick already.
Okay.
I don't know how you all maintain the pretty face, the handsome face, like with like thick clothing and then in a like not very cold environment.
But bro, you were dancing, that's why you took off your clothes, bro.
I took off my jacket already, then only I started dancing. Because with the jacket itself is too heavy and it was too warm, I cannot dance. I cannot enjoy myself.
Oh yeah, so but by the way, you can't really dance.
The first part of the event, I was like, just like, fuck, it's too warm, I cannot move. Somehow it was quite crowded.
Oh yeah, it was very crowded. It was like a club dance floor. I mean, it's not a club, but like, everyone was like, it's like a mosh pit area.
Yeah.
Just grooving. So, you know, I remember, because that was my first event in Malaysia. So I was like, wow, damn, Malaysians know how to party.
And you were performing at the event?
I performed the next day. On the day where we met, I didn't perform. I was just like attending. Yeah. So I was like shocked, you know, because in Singapore, right, our events, usually after like the main thing or like the VIP comes, photo taking, and then that's all, everyone just like leaves, you know. But in Malaysia, after the main event, there's another main event after that where everyone just party and stay. So I was...
Does it mean like a Malaysian party harder than a Singaporean?
Yeah, definitely, man. I mean, coming from a Singaporean, like, I mean, of course, in like event media settings, I think Malaysians do enjoy the moment more, I feel. Yeah, so obviously you were enjoying the moment when I saw you. I was like, hey, isn't that Alvin Chong? I was telling like my team.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I gotta meet him because Rachel introduced me to him like online before, okay. But I've never spoken to you. We've never met. So I went to you and then you saw me. I saw you like, hey, hi. And then we both were like, he know about me also somehow.
Okay, okay. I heard about you, but then I saw you already. But you know, I didn't want to like make it looks awkward because like we never properly introduced to each other. But then again, I remember you didn't really come straight to me and say hi.
What?
You asked your team to say hi.
No, like, I asked Terrence.
Yeah.
So it was one of my friends from Singapore. He was the one of the organizers.
For the event itself.
Yeah. Because backstory. I'm an introvert also, so like when it comes to events, usually I wouldn't approach someone that I don't know lah. You know, it's a bit awkward.
Awkward.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like we both the same We won't go like, hey, hello, like nice to meet you. My name is this. Mm-hmm. You know, at an event setting.
Especially when you know, I know you are not from Malaysia.
Mm.
So I don't know whether like how much you heard about me because I don't know if you heard about me before.
I mean,
so
bad
if
stuff,
I go straight to me, bad stuff like good looking,
too good looking, so I don't make fun.
Okay, so after we met, right? So I felt like we clicked almost like right away,
instantly.
Like.
Yeah, instantly.
So not long after, I think
we met up at a restaurant. Remember the
the
Peranakan. Was it Peranakan?
No, it's Casey's place. Chili Kampong.
Yes.
Chili Kampong restaurant.
Yes.
So we ordered, I asked you if you can eat spicy. You said, yeah, I can do spicy. So I ordered all the like really hot selling dishes, the famous dishes.
He ordered sambal petai.
Halfway already, he was sweating, you know. He was sweating and I had to ask like serviettes for him to like.
Bro, I have no idea Malaysian chili is like next level.
Oh, Singapore chili is more mild.
No, it's spicy, but like the Malaysian one is like really next level. I mean, I really enjoyed the dish. It was nice. So that's why I kept eating, right?
Mm.
But I didn't know like it hit me that hard, man. Like I was like sweating like mad. And then he okay, you know, this guy like nothing. Then he asked me, are you okay or not? Then I was like, yeah, I'm okay.
But I damn scared he feel like I sabotage him, you know. Like, you know, later he go back to Singapore every day, just stay in the toilet, huh?
No. But I did lao sai after that though, I must say.
For how long? 2 days?
1-2 days. 1-2 days. And then I felt that dinner, even though I was sweating like mad, we really like bonded.
Mm.
Yeah, we really clicked. Because it's not easy lah to find a friend in the industry.
Yes,
you know?
Yes. And also one of the reasons why I feel like I could somehow trust you back then at the dinner is because you also share your part of the story. And you gave me one of your most genuine reaction, which make me open up more. I don't know whether it's the spices in the dishes. I don't know. But then like I share quite a bit. And after that...
you really did share quite a bit, man, that day.
Yeah. Because you only have like, I think 2 hours with me. And then you have to go to Petaling Street.
Oh, yeah.
To meet up with
Wong
Mr. B.
Yeah, our good friend. Yeah. By the way, it was then funny. I remember the first time I met you, then after that. Because Alvin always has insomnia. I'm not sure if you shared it in your podcast.
Mm.
So you always have trouble sleeping, right? Then I was really worried lah. But there was one day he sent me a photo that got me like a lot of question mark in my mind. He sent me a photo, I'm not sure you remember. He sent me a photo of you holding onto a whiskey. At like 3-4 a.m. I was like, bruh. Because we were like texting, hey bro, what are you doing now? And oh, I cannot sleep. And then after that, he just suddenly sent me a photo of him holding the whiskey on his bed. I was like,
was it on my bed or on my couch?
I don't know lah, but there's a pillow, bro.
Because I don't drink and eat. Oh, my couch has a pillow.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't drink and eat in my own room.
Oh, so clean.
Unless it's a hotel room.
Oh,
yeah.
I see. That's why I actually, to be honest, in our friendship, right? Like, I mean, even though you're older than me, but our viewers is like bros, you know?
Yeah.
And of course, like many times, of course, you give a lot of good advice. Like, I will share. I also ask you for advice, your thoughts and all, but... many times, to be honest, I actually wonder and I was thinking like, hey, actually, are you okay now? Like, because you always don't share about your stuff. And obviously, I know, right? Like, I know you have your struggles. I know you have things that you are going through. And you are the one listening to me and giving me your advice and your thoughts. But then, at the end of the day, who listens to you, man? You know, that's what I'll think about, to be honest.
Like, yeah.
Because in this brotherhood, it's like we there for each other. I mean, you share about your stuff or so and all. But sometimes I'm not sure if, you know, you just want to share to have a listening ear, or do you actually need opinion? Yeah, or like advice or like another perspective.
Yeah.
Maybe right or wrong, but like at least another perspective. Like,
So in my defense, it's like I feel like my problems cannot be helped by other people. So it's mostly like internally affected. Like, you know, how I think about stuff. Because for me, it's very funny. Because the one reason why I cannot sleep at night is because I think too much.
Mm-hmm.
I told you before, right? Before I go to bed, my mind just like, that's a like huge mind map.
Keep and the worst up. Part is you wake up at 7 or yeah. 8.
Yeah.
Despite how late you sleep.
Yeah. Without work. You can tell our trip.
I know. That's why
we hang out.
I got even more worried, to be honest.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know how to help you. You know, that's the, I think the most sian part for me is I know your struggles, but yet I don't have a solution. You know, it's like shit. It's like you know your brother has this problem, okay? But yet you don't know like how to help. And then you're like just like a bit helpless. So to me it's more of like, okay lah, like if Alvin needs me, he will text me lah.
Yeah.
You know? Like, but if he really wants to share. Yeah, but obviously, yes. Robert, this guy. Never text and all. So, I mean, oh, the only thing I can do is check in, right? Check in on you, if you're okay and all. But, yeah, like. But, I mean, I just want you to know, like, you have a bro, okay? Even though I'm in Singapore.
I know.
Yeah.
And you come here very often.
Yeah.
Yeah. But mainly because of work, lah.
Yeah, la.
So when you're coming here for work, of course your schedule will be very busy. So okay, yeah, remember the talk we had in the
when sure we had a lot of talk, man.
We were in Milan, outside of the toilet. I mean, in between the toilet.
In the toilet, not inside the toilet, but like the basin area.
Yeah, the basin
area. I remember.
So like all our friends like walking in and out, they were like, "What is this two guy doing?"
Oh yeah, man, that was. I must say, like.
We had some work stuff to talk about. I mean, especially from Glenn lah, because his schedule was like really, really busy, which we'll touch on it in a bit about work-life balance. But we had the longest talk after our event, and I think it was like after the dinner.
Yeah, it was a dinner.
Of the brand dinner. So like a lot of the brands from like different countries walk in and out to use the washroom. They'll just like look at us. So they thought
They felt bad. Remember when they opened the door, they saw us, they actually wanted to like, oh, sorry.
They wanted to close back the door and go back out. And some even thought that like we were like waiting for to the use toilet, the toilet. Yeah. So, but I think we were in that space for almost an hour.
Mm.
That's why people were starting to getting worried, like what were we talking about? They thought we were fighting or something.
I was, during our Milan trip, I mean, like, to be real, I was having some problems in my life, like some personal issues.
Yeah.
So I was rather down.
And also very vulnerable. Yeah, I can feel like his whole energy is not there. Like his soul, part of his soul is just like, don't know, gone elsewhere. Maybe went back to Paris, I don't know.
Disneyland. Like I just felt like I wanted to go home already.
Yeah.
I mean, I was really excited for the trip because first of all, it's Fashion Week. And
it was my first time.
Yeah, and it was his first time. So before he went for the trip, like, we were talking a lot, you know. And remember, like, we were hyping each other, like, oh my god, bro, it's your first Fashion Week
together. Yeah, then it happened.
Yeah, correct. Months before, like, we should go Fashion Week together. And then the opportunity came. I remember when the news that you were going. Yeah, and then we were, like, so happy celebrating. Yeah. And, I mean, obviously, I'm very happy for you because you've never been there before. And when I was there last year, I kept telling you, like, hey, you need to go. It's fun. It's a whole new world. You get to meet, like, people from different countries. So... like, it was a good trip still, you know, when we were there, we enjoyed ourselves. It's just that, I mean, but, like, it was bad timing, like, you know, like, that I had issues, you know, during the trip. I mean, it wasn't work, it was personal stuff.
Yeah.
But I really appreciated the fact that even though it was your first Fashion Week, you were battling jet lag, everyone's tired, the schedule was packed.
Yeah.
You were still there for me, you know, like.
And, of course.
And I'll forever remember that, lah. Yeah, really. Because I know...
you're a good friend.
Yeah, I mean, you are. I never say you're not, ah. Yeah, you are a good friend and a good brother because I know you aren't exactly in the best state yourself.
Yeah.
But yet, you were there for me, you know, and I remember that really spoke to me, lah, you know, that really touched my heart. And there was actually a conversation, it was actually about work as well. It wasn't just about personal. Like, I was sharing with him, I'm just going to ignore the camera. I was sharing with you, remember, I said, like, I was worried, like, about how like, whatever that's happening for me now in my work wouldn't last. Because things are going really well.
I remember that conversation.
You
remember?
Yeah, I was saying, you know, like, things are going really well, but yet, I feel like I can't please everyone. Like, not everyone will like me for who I am.
You were afraid some people might not like you for where you are like that.
Exactly.
You know, like, you don't know, like, whether these people are really genuinely wanted to help you or things like that.
Yeah. So, or, like, you know, people's opinion of you, like, today they love you, but tomorrow they talk shit about you. You know, and you can't control about that.
And also, like, you were, like, escalating in your career. Like, some people might say something trying to confuse you at that point of time.
Yeah.
I remember that vividly, lah. So, but we that's why we had the longest talk. But is that sorted already? Is your
It's sorted. But I must say it was actually one of your perspective that helped me a lot. Because, I mean, just to keep it real, I was telling you, like, I feel like, I don't think I'm at the peak of my career. I feel like I'm still in the beginning. I'm still at the starting line. But obviously, my 3 years in the entertainment industry, this is the highest I've been, lah, you know? Because the first few years were shit, you know? So I was telling you, like, I'm worried that, like, this wouldn't sustain. I'm not sure how long it will last. I'm not sure if people will still want to, like, work with me in the future. If, like, let's say they don't like... Or I told you, right, like, I feel like, is it people are forced to work with me because of whatever I have right now? And one day when, let's say, not as many people are supporting me anymore, or like the hype isn't there anymore, will people still use me? Will people still want to work with me? And then you were telling me, like, hey, to be honest, like, it doesn't really matter, because, like, even if everyone likes you, if you don't have the hype, or you don't have the passion, like, it's still gonna be the same, you know? Like, people will still use whoever that is at a hype at the moment. You know, but if you don't have, no matter how much people love you, right? They also might not use you, lah. So you told me, why not you just don't think about it so much? You know, just be yourself. Just enjoy
while you have it. You know, as long as you are being sincere and genuine on all your work, I think that should be fine. Because when you think too much, it sort of like shifted your focus. And you were confused all the time. So you wouldn't be able to perform your best version of yourself when people are actually engaging you.
Exactly.
So that's why I asked you, don't think too much. Like, I already told
you. Old bird.
Not you and my team keep calling me old. But I'm actually, I have an old soul in me, lah, I have to
say.
So that's why I've been through your stage.
Yeah.
So I sort of know. And also, if you've really been through that, you know, people not using you anymore, it's also, if you look at a good way, it's like you finally get to see who are the people who will be there for you. Because now, if everyone is like hyping you up, like 50% of the chances you won't be able to tell if that person
is genuine
really
or not,
caring for you or not.
I mean, that is a question that is always at the back of my mind. You know, because right now things are going well, right? So obviously people would be here and like, hey, we love you, we support you, we want to work with you,
I want to hang out with you,
we want to hang out with you and all. I mean, not that we have time to hang out, but like, I mean, it still feels good to know that, like, you know, people want to hang out with you, right? But it will always be a question at the back of my mind, like, hey, like, does this person want to hang out with me? Glenn Yeong, the artist, or like me, you know, like, as a person, you know? So like, after I hear the perspective you shared, I was like, damn, it changed my life, man. Yeah, like, I felt like I should just be myself, lah. You know?
So one of the ways I use, because like in our career path, right, it's very hard to maintain whatever we have. And also, like, it's never gonna be a smooth path for your whole entire life. So one of the ways I use is whenever you hit the rock bottom, right, always try to find the light, meaning find the good things you have at that moment itself. For example, like you say, if let's say you find out you're not at the peak anymore, and then some of your friends, so-called friends, you started losing them, then just tweak your mindset as in, like, you know, I finally get to know who my real friends are. And then I finally have more time to be better, to improve myself. So always try to find the good things whenever you're at the rock bottom. That's how you can keep moving. Because if you dwell too much in it, right, you're not doing anything about it. Just like keep blaming the universe for not having stuff. Then what? When the opportunity arises for you to come back, you won't be able to do anything.
So bro, you always give such great advice, right? Yeah. But do you take your own advice?
Yes, like... yes. It just takes longer time for me to accept. So you know, like people with good advices, usually they suck at themselves, like, especially helping themselves. So
actually for you, right, like who do you go to for like advice? Because it feels like you're always the one that is the listening ear, or like you're giving people advice. But for yourself,
I pick and choose the things I want to hear.
Okay.
And I have a few close friends around me, but sometimes whatever they say, I feel like it's not relevant. Because
so you filter, you
listen, filter the stuff that I want to listen. But of course, at the back of my mind, I already know what exactly I needed to do.
You just need an affirmation from someone else.
Affirmation, and also sometimes I refuse to accept the reality. Because I already know, like at the back of my head, I already know like how to plan out this and how to like solve this and what is the faster way to get the fuck out of the situation. But sometimes I just want to be in the moment and be sad for a while.
You just like to emo lah, basically.
Emo, because I think it's part of growing. Because when you finally felt the pain, and then you finally be able to like let it go, not to suppress it, I will grow as a person.
So do you feel like you thrive in like negative emotions or like sad emotions?
Sometimes.
Because you know, some people, they don't like to be in that state, you know? Like they always want to like, they try to be positive all the time. But there are some people which obviously they love to be in that like, I'm sad, sentimental, emotional. And like they thrive in that, you know? Like there's no right or wrong. It's just like
a matter of me, like, whatever preference. I'm believing in is like, what I believe in is we are all just human beings. It's normal to feel sad. Why we have like all kinds of emotions that God give us, right? We have to feel all of them. Including disappointment, including betrayals. That's how you grow as a person. That's what I believe in. But if you try to suppress some of it, always trying to be positive. I'm not judging, it's just what I believe in. But what if that's not the real you? You have to go through that in order for you to grow, right? But if you don't, you keep on like being positive all the time. That's why I don't believe someone who can be always be cheerful all the time, 100% or positive. That's like the
It's not possible.
Yeah. One day, if the bottom breaks, right, you would just gone. Because that's not the real you. You were trying to suppress all the stuff that's supposed to help you grow in a bottle.
Okay, true. I agree. But based on our friendship, right, and like my understanding of you, is that it feels like, obviously we feel all five different like emotions and all, but like it feels like you're more towards the sadness and emo. I mean, I can say that for like, cause I know you.
Yes. Yeah. Everyone knows, I feel.
Yeah. Like obviously like people who hang out with you more often, more than just work, will know that, hey, actually, you're someone that think a lot, you know? And sometimes it can be pretty sad.
To put in a layman words, right, it's just like a sad fuck.
I mean, technically, lah. Yeah. You are, lah.
Yeah. I'm proud.
Yeah, you are. There's nothing wrong with it. Yeah.
For me, I believe there's nothing wrong with it. Yeah. It's just like how I deal with my feelings and how I grow as a person. Even though like some people might not understand, like, you know, some people might worry about me, you know, for being emotional most of the time, even though like sometimes I don't show in my facial expression.
Can feel it.
You can feel the vibe.
Yeah, the energy.
Yeah. So,
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but like I would say the only concern I have as a friend, right, is that like, you know, like constantly being in this state, where do you find your happiness?
Why do you think I always go on solo trip?
So that is where your joy comes.
That's when I don't have to be Alvin Chong.
Okay.
That's where I don't have to be the person that the...
Like no expectations, nothing.
I like to go to places where people don't know about me. I can do whatever I want. I can say whatever I want. I can behave whatever I want. So I felt free. I felt like there's no responsibility.
Mm. I remember you shared this with me.
Yeah,
before.
I don't have to like think of what clothes I have to wear to meet people. So all these kind of things, like when I don't have to do that, I feel like anything else is not that important anymore. Because all I care about is enjoying the moment and just be myself. Like no one's gonna judge me on my action, on the things I say.
Do you feel there's any way you can find some of that feeling back home in Malaysia?
I don't think it's tough. Because whenever I'm here, all the responsibilities just came back. Like I have to set a really good example to people around me. I have to behave in a certain way. I have to...
Like the media and the people expect you.
Not just the media, like even like the way I speak to my friends or like my colleagues. I have to be in some kind of roles that I had to be in. If not, like, people might not expect you. People might say shit about you. There could be another headline. And things like that. So,
do those things bother you a lot?
Not bother me. It could affect my career. It could affect my team who believe in me. It could also affect the company. It could affect also the friends around me. Because that's why I said that's like a really huge and heavy responsibility that I have.
I understand.
I put it on myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I cannot let that go because I have people I have to take care of.
So, I understand. Yeah, that makes sense. So your way of finding a work-life balance is through all your solo traveling.
Yeah.
And sometimes with me.
Did you just self-invite yourself?
I mean, I didn't self-invite, but like you did. We went on like 2 to 3 trips together, like, even though 3. One is work. We went on 3 trips together in the span of like 6 months.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which is quite a lot for me.
Yeah, which is quite a lot. Yeah, I know.
Mm.
Even for me, like, because I don't really have much friends too.
And the only friend that you have in Singapore have been complaining.
Shut up. Yeah, I mean, like, to give a context, my social circle is really small because I've always been working.
But I think this part, I don't think many people know. It's because, like, on your social media, people feel like you have a lot of friends.
How? I don't... Like, okay, honestly, you ever see me posting with, like, friends on my social media?
No, if I don't know you, right, if I just look at your stories, because you keep going to events, then you keep, like, you've been seen with many, many people. So I would assume if I don't know you personally...
Serious, like, there's the perception.
What about you guys comment in the comment section and let us know. Do you guys think Glenn has a lot of friends from his social media? Then we'll find out when the episode is
out. Okay. Yeah. I'm curious to know also because I do realize that there were people that asked me like, hey, I realize your Instagram, you don't really post about other people.
I don't post about hanging out with friends.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't as well. So like people are like, are you a really private person or...
Even when I go to events, I don't take photos and pictures with other celebrities.
But you take photo of me, leh?
You're different, man. Hey. You don't compare yourself with other people, man. You want to put me in the spotlight again? Later, I'll receive a lot of WhatsApp messages.
Hey, sorry to all the other Malaysian celebs.
He's my only Singapore friend. And then Mei will text me.
No, in my Malaysian like KOL friends or like celebrity friends, I would say you're one of the closest ones already. The first few friends and the closest ones also. Yeah. Because after you meet like so many people, it's not everyone you can click with also.
Yes.
You know, it's not that you don't like them or like they don't like you, but it's just different frequency lah, you know.
You know, some friends you just know like these friends are only for events. Like only you
event,
see them
event at friends.
Event friends. Or some friends like just like you know you can go on trips with. Some friends you know like you can spend.
So you think we can still go on another trip?
Can but with a few conditions. No dining in my room.
Shut up. This guy after we go on our trip, still say want to film a brocation or like a... You know, we travel together.
Yeah, and
we,
like, actually, something like this.
I still want to do that though. It's quite fun. It's quite fun.
We have to find time.
Yeah, we have to find time.
Or we have to just lock it in.
Mm-hmm.
If keep talking, it's never going to happen.
Yeah. Okay, we'll get your crew to film.
Okay. We have to have a plan first.
Yeah.
We have to plan it out.
Okay, but anyways, talking about time, like, how do you balance when, like, your work life? Because, like, the last time you traveled so long, like, was December, right?
December.
Was the Paris one. And then after that, the Bali was this year. Oh.
This year. It was this year. January.
But after that, then you didn't travel already. You were just, like, working.
For my own trip, no lah. No. How I balance my time at work is, okay, when I was sort of at my peak that time, I don't know how to rest. I don't know how to put a pause. Like for me, if there's a 2 hours gap, I want that 2 hours gap to be filled with work. I can don't sleep. I can just work like 7 days a week.
You still don't sleep, by the way, but yeah.
Yeah. But nowadays, I feel like if I needed a break really badly, I'll just like go. I'll buy the tickets. I'll just go. I'll log in the calendar and just go. Because
so whenever off day, you'll just fly.
Not off day, or whenever I feel like I needed to have a break, it's how I de-stress myself. So if I cannot be the 100% of myself at work, there's no point of keep working because people can see from the work itself that I wasn't performing.
So do you feel like you need another trip soon already?
Yes.
I asked that question because I can feel you.
After this podcast,
needs a break.
Probably. Yeah. And yeah, so that's how I manage my time right now. So because people might say like, oh, you know, in this career path is very tough because a lot of last minute requests, a lot of last minute invitation and all that. But of course, you can also take all the jobs, but can you perform or not? But can you really be at your best when you're working? If cannot, then what's the point? Because like you said, if you cannot show results, you don't have the numbers, or you are not at your best, people won't be using you anymore.
Yeah, it's a cruel world.
One time, two times, three times, and then bye-bye.
Yeah, exactly.
So might as well you just like give up for these few times. If you're always at your best, people will come back to you. That's why I feel like you have to prioritize your own mindset and also your own
mental health, emotional health. Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah.
And I think that's one aspect that I really admire about you, that you know how to take care of yourself.
Yeah, I have to.
Yeah. I think, yeah, you know when you can't and when you need to like retract.
Yeah. Know. Or just disappear for a while.
Yeah. And I think not everyone has that
mindset.
Yeah. Like, especially in today's context. Because, you know, there's that whole like hustle mentality where people are like, oh, no days off. You know, we gotta work every single day for our dreams kind of stuff. But then there's also another mindset whereby like, okay, you need to love yourself, you need to like prioritize your own health. So I feel like for myself, like, okay, I'm a bit in between.
Yep.
Because I'm a very driven person.
Yep.
When I set goals and dreams, I make sure like I make it happen.
Yep.
But in the process of that, I don't really know how to take care of myself.
Yeah.
Or I feel guilty when I have to rest. You know?
Yeah.
Like,
even when we're traveling, he's always on his phone. Hey bro, sorry, I have to like do this posting. Sorry, I have to edit this photo. Sorry, I have to like have meeting in between.
Yeah, I'm still struggling with that.
Yeah.
I'm still struggling with really resting when I'm supposed to rest and all, because I feel like maybe because I feel that I'm still very far away from where I want to be.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm very blessed. I'm very grateful with everything that I've done so far, all the opportunities and the people who support me and believe in me, you know, my fans, my team, the people in the media industry and the brands as well. But I still feel like there's a lot more things I want to do that I've not done yet. So whenever I'm taking breaks, I feel like, crap, like while I'm resting here, people are out there working. It's a bit like the athlete mentality, like, you know, it's like, maybe because I'm a huge fan of Kobe Bryant. I mean, I watch NBA a lot. And like, this Kobe Bryant guy is crazy. You know, like, he wakes up at 4 to practice. While everyone on the team is still sleeping, he already shot like, don't know how many thousand like hoops already. So maybe because I always put myself in such a expectation whereby I have to perform.
Yeah.
So in order for me to perform in my work or like in every other areas, I need to put in more work than everyone else. You know? That's well, why
the one thing I can see from you is like you are a very hardworking person, but I'm also quite worried about you because like Because I believe in quality of work. So if you have 10 tasks or 10 goals this year, you want to achieve all, it's almost impossible.
I know.
You probably can achieve all, but maybe like 2 of them is at your best. But 8 of them is just like meh. In my current situation right now, I'd rather to have just 5 so that I can make sure all 5 of them are the best version. Because at the end of the day, you have to enjoy what you do.
Exactly.
You have to be happy of what you achieve. Yeah, maybe you can achieve 10 of them, but you're only happy about 2 of them. Next year, you will keep on thinking about last year, I managed to do 10, but I'm not satisfied with the rest. Then that's sort of like affecting you for your next year's goal. And you keep looking on 10, maybe you want to do 20 more. Because you didn't fix your mindset. For me, it's the quality of the work that you given out or you show to people, and also how content you are towards the work that you did. Are you truly satisfied with the work that you delivered? That's why the quality is the most
important thing for me. I feel like that satisfied with your work thing will never be 100%.
But close enough.
Yeah, at close enough, definitely.
B plus A.
Yeah. But I feel like, I think it's the same one, like when it comes to acting. I'm not sure about you, but when I'm filming on set, when I'm playing a role, every scene that I film, I always go back home with a lot of regrets. Like, I'll think, oh, damn, I could have done better in that scene. I should have like portrayed it in a certain way. I should have like been more natural in this. I should have like showed this more, you know? And I feel like being an actor, it is a profession where it's full of regrets. Because every time you look back at your scene when it's like completed, you can always spot mistakes. You can always spot like, shit, like it was a bit
why we needed a really good director to help us monitor. Because like you said, actor is very fluid. Like one script you can act in like millions ways.
Correct.
But how do you know which one is the best version? How would you know which one the audience loved the most? Or the judges of the award shows like would like the most? You can never know it. Because different people has different tastes. Maybe like some people like you like really mild acting, natural. Some people like dramatic ones. That's why like when you think of all these possibilities, maybe you feel like less affected by this. As long as...
So you don't get affected? Like
I used to.
Okay.
But then when I think of the scenarios, right, all the scenarios that I have, just as long as at that moment you know you have done your 200% best, and then there's no way you can do after that to change whatever you have already done. Ma. Takkan you want to like go back to the director and say, can we redo the scene the next day? Cannot. Ma. So why dwell into the
you things know, that that's what I always think about, you know, like, I'll be like, can I redo that scene? Obviously, I don't ask, because if the director is like okay with it, everyone's okay then, you know, but... It's just that about my mind, if I could refilm this scene, I would love to do it, you know.
On the same day or the next day?
The same day, or like same the next day, whichever. I mean, if next day, then there's nothing I can do because it's like
different location, set. Different set. So
but
it's
like
impossible.
If it's on the same day, always at the back of my mind, like, I would have wanted to ask for a refilm for this scene. But, you know, it's past, it's over, everyone's okay. So,
yeah.
I think for myself, right, because I'm such a workaholic. So like what you said, when we work there are expectations with the people who work with us, whether is it our staff, our team, or like because we have to put on different hats when we're different people, right?
Yeah.
So because of the position I'm in, I have my own company,
I
have to lead my team,
like
at work people have to listen to my direction, and like I have to give a creative input. Many times I have to be the adult. So when it comes to my friendships, I want to
be a kid.
Yeah, because even in my family, right, I'm kind of like the adult too.
Yeah.
You know, like, even though I'm the youngest in my family, but like a lot of times I feel like I take on many responsibilities at home.
Yeah.
You know, like for example, recently we had our family trip to Japan.
Yeah.
I planned a thing, I paid for the family. First time lah, okay, like, because finally, you know, I earn some money already. I feel like I can give back.
You can afford.
Yeah, I can afford. Not usually my dad is the one paying, so... Even the family is adulting already. So where can I be the child. Where can I be?
Where else can you be the child?
Yeah, it's when I hang out with you lah, with my friends lah, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, yeah, where I can feel like, okay, I don't have to take
any responsibility.
I don't have to take responsibility. I can just say whatever I want. Yeah. I can just be childish at times and say some stupid stuff because I know like, y'all won't judge me.
Yeah.
You know, like at the end of the day, like when it comes to work, you know, like it will still deliver.
Yeah.
But when we have fun, we can like
have a lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. You know, like for example, we can say like we want to cook together, do all those like stupid saw high stuff, record down the moments.
I think, road trips.
Yeah, road trips. Because those things, that part of you can only come out when you're with certain people, ma.
Yeah.
You know, not at work and all. And
when you don't have to take care of other people.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, it's special like for me, like our friendship, because we met each other through work. You know, so technically we have a certain expectation, like, but yet our friendship is we can just be ourselves
and rely on
And rely on each other and all. So I think that's what's special, like, and that's what's precious to me. So actually when I saw you doing this podcast, so I was like, damn, like I really want to come because you don't share much about yourself.
Yeah, this is where I share the
you know you don't share much about yourself, and like I hope lah, like when I'm on the show, when I'm finally now I'm here,
yeah,
I do hope that like I can also bring out that side of you that only I see, you know, in our private friends group gathering. I hope that I can bring out a bit of that in this podcast, because actually that side of you is very, I hope more people see it lah.
They will.
Even though you wouldn't want
through
people to
this
see
podcast, yeah, because a lot of my friends have been outing me already, so you're one of them.
No, really, because I genuinely think you are such a, like you have such a good heart.
I do believe I have a good heart. It's just that
you don't show it.
I don't want to let people know.
Yeah.
Because they might take advantage of it.
I know.
Okay, Glam, I have to stop you here because I feel like we have a lot more to talk about.
Wait, what else do we need to talk about?
We have to end it already.
Oh, okay.
We have to end it already.
Yeah.
So I feel like we can do another episode, you know, talking about other stuff.
If you want part two, you can comment.
Yeah. So we share a lot about our working life and also our personal life, how we have a balance between both our lives. So if you want to know more, if you want a part two, comment on the comment section down below and we might let you have it and we might have Glam back again. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for joining my podcast, my bro.
Thanks for having me.
Don't forget, our episode comes every by Wednesday, 9 p.m. on Spotify and YouTube. Are You Okay Podcast. We'll see you next time.